This applies to the year 1999. Movement of red funnel passenger car ferries, just under 14,000 a year. Movement of red jet catamarans, 22,882. Movement of large vessels under pilotage, 308. Movements of commercial vessels not piloted, 208. Number of vessels transiting cows to Newport and return, that's vessels going all the way up to Newport and back, 262. I expect that is almost basically finished now, I would imagine. Total movements of vessels, commercial vessels per annum, 37,496. Yacht mooring capacity in those days, about 1,152. A number of receipts of visiting yachts, 42,500 odd. And so on. So it's a very busy thing. I always remember someone asked me about the size of Cowes Harbour, and they were going on about their harbour and, you know, statistics and all the rest. I was able to say quite happily that I always claimed that I had over 1,200 ship owners in this harbour. But of course, every yacht, no matter how small, how big, is owned by a person. And that is most valuable to them. So there we are. Oh, this is an interesting one here, I've just realised. Lastly, 2.5 million passengers transit the port a year. Think about that. And over 761,000 tonnes of cargo is handled. And I look upon the cargoes coming into the islands as a barometer of island industry, i.e. the marine usage onto the island. And basically, if, for instance, there's a great increase in seaborne aggregates, limestone chippings from Wales, from Scotland, that indicates to me the building industry has got a spurt on, or roads are receiving an awful lot of work. Other sorts of cargo as well. Of course, you've obviously got your petroleums and oils that come in to Kingston Wharf, where there's big storage there. A limited amount comes over on the car ferries, incidentally, especially at night, because they're hazardous goods. But the main bulk comes over by a tanker, etc. And what else is timber from the Scandinavian countries, grain exported out into Ireland and Germany, no doubt for malting barley and that sort of business. What is it? Seaborne aggregates, stones. Oh, the other thing, which only cows can handle for this island, are specialist heavy lifts, like big transformers for power stations, 90 tonnes at a time, specialist ships. I even closed the harbour and stretched the ship right across the river so that these could be slid off the stern onto the port.